Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast Radio Show, coming to you on this Sunday, June the 25th, 2023. Hopefully it finds you staying safe and staying sweaty all at the same time. On today's episode, we are sharing the story of two wolves here. It's more of a practice story on how to get better at things in your life if you're willing to spend the time actually doing them. And I'm going to tie it all into health, fitness, nutrition, your finances, and basically everything in your life, depending on how you guys choose to look at this today. If you guys have never heard the story before, it's a good one. It's definitely something that I think can resonate with a lot of you guys. It is very popular in certain circles, but some of you are probably like, what the hell is this dude talking about? So here we are. Before I jump into all that, this is a solo episode today. It has been a while since I've just spoken into the ether to all of you guys on YouTube and listening out there on Apple and Spotify and Podtail and all of the outlets that we use. So just me today. I'll try to keep it quick because I got stuff to do, and we'll let it roll. So quick housekeeping things. One, the Jeremy Scott Fitness app is live and rocking, which you guys know. Thank you for all of you savages who are in there training with us week after week after week. JeremyScottFitness.app, you guys can get a week for free. It's all my personal weekly workouts, so the things that I actually do every single week. Full follow-along mobility flows in there now. You can literally just click a button and time travel with me. Do them actually as I go through them, mobility-wise, which I think is very important for you guys, which will be part of a bigger program that we'll put out next year. We just wrapped up our summer advanced MetCon, which... one of my favorite programs. We go heavy on the Metcons, obviously, and then heavy on the mobility flows. That is in there. I believe our next transformation type program we'll do, we got an abs and core one that we do, which is not just you guys laying down doing sit-ups and crunches. It is so much beyond that. A lot of things that you guys have never seen, never thought of. The workouts are unique, they're dynamic, but really meant to challenge your, when I say core, just your overall trunk, you know, so not just rectus, not just the front six, but your obliques, your intercostals, the erectors, your hips, the entire pelvic bowl in there, really to get you guys loose, mobile, but stronger for sure. And then obviously if you eat well, the byproduct is that you look the way you like too. So that's coming. And then we got a couple more challenges the rest of the year. And I got a few other big programs that we are working on for you guys. We do have an Action Hero Jack 2.0. We have a 35-day advanced program too that I'm looking at. And this rebuilt program, which will be out in 2024. But anyways, if you guys want to rock with me and you're looking for something to do with your fitness, you're not sure where to go, we have beginner programs in there, just some Kickstarters, intermediate, advanced, everything across the board. So Jeremy Scott Fitness app, that stuff is live and rocking in there. If you want to join me for free for a week, if you like it, stay with us. If it's not for you, I'm happy to point you guys in the right direction. And then you guys already know this episode is brought to you by my friends at AG1. drinkag1.com/Jeremy Scott gets you guys a year supply of free vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with order number 1. Now you guys already know it's the one thing I take every single day and I never miss, especially the travel scoops. They're ideal, especially this time of year for us, because we do most of our traveling in the summertime when Scottsdale becomes Earth's oven and we are officially there. I think today it's supposed to be 108. And if I look at my phone here real quick, the rest of the week, only 105 today. 108, 105, 103, 104, 111, 111, 111. Yeah, it gets hot, dude. So we're not here every day in the summer. And most of the year, it's beautiful here. When it becomes an oven, not so much. So we travel, and I take these travel packs with me. They're easy. I'll never make an excuse not to take them. I don't got to travel with 18 different pills. If you're somebody who struggles to eat enough fruits and vegetables in your daily life, especially when you travel, this is a nice way to get all the micronutrients into your day where you don't skip a beat. And again, if you're looking for an easy, quick fix, something that's like a foundational nutritional supplement, this would be the thing that I would take. That's why I personally take it. And I do think it's the best tasting out there, and I've tried damn near everything, and this is why I go with it. On top of all that, obviously it helps my gut health, my energy. I do feel it helps support my immune system. Knock on wood, I rarely ever get sick. And again, it's something that I like the taste of, and I won't make an excuse not to take it, especially when I travel, because I know it's when you're in your normal routine, it's a lot easier when everything's going right, but when 14 things go wrong, you'll always default to your old crappy practice and your old crappy habits, which I'll talk about on this episode. So if you guys want a free sample, hit me up. I don't care where you live. Monica will send one right to your front door. You can try it. If you like it, then you get hooked up with all the free stuff from there. So again, free samples. We're offering them to anybody in any country. I don't care where you live. We will get them to you. So don't feel weird. Just ask. And if you're looking to really take ownership of your health, obviously you need to eat real food. But beyond that, I think it starts here. So if you want to try AG1, we'll give you guys a free sample of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. You just got to go to drinkag1.com/JeremyScott to get all the free stuff, or hit me up and I'll give you a free sample today. Also, you guys know we're brought to you by my friends at JLab Pro. JeremyScottFitness.JLabPro.com. This is where I get my protein, turmeric, collagen, and krill oils. We always have a discount code in the protein, always in the collagen as well. And then they have multiple sales throughout the year. If you want quality products from a dude who knows what he's talking about, this is why we go with Jay. I've known Jay for over a decade. He's a registered dietitian. He gives a shit about the stuff he puts in his products, and that's why we work with him. All this stuff is in our supplement guide, which is inside the app if you guys want it. Outside of the app, I'm happy to give it to you as well. Just reach out to me. But if you look in the extras tab in the app, all of our supplement recommendations, all the people that we partner with and work with is located inside of there. So if you want to check it out, it's in there. Otherwise, JeremyScottFitness.JLabPro.com for our protein, turmeric, collagen, and krill oils. And all the other sponsors, I'm going to throw in the show notes. Our friends at Kettle and Fire Bone Broth, our friends at Dry Farms Wine, which is Heather's favorite wine. If you guys basically order a bottle, you get another bottle for a penny, which is a pretty smoking deal. And our friends at Sleeve Sold Separately, which is all the joggers and the hoodies that I typically wear in all of the videos that are out there. So that is it on the sponsor front. So today's episode, we are just chatting here about this Two Wolves story. It's a Cherokee story. I don't know how long it goes back. There's a handful of different versions. I'm going to read you through the version that I first stumbled upon. But before I even jump into that, if you take nothing away from this quick story and episode, it's just, it's practice doesn't make perfect. It's practice makes permanent in most cases. And I heard Kelly Starrett say this a long time ago, just talking about, you know, our daily habits and mobility habits specifically, because he's, in my opinion, the mobility king of everything. And when I think about it, I think about it in everything in our daily life. You're always practicing, whether you realize it or not, you know, either consciously or subconsciously, either you're trying to do something or you're always doing these things just, you know, I don't want to say by freak of nature, but it's the things you fall into, right? And what does that mean? You know, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. It's obviously if you're training, you know, if you're shooting a basketball, if you're swinging a golf club, if you're, you know, lifting weights, overhead pressing, squatting, deadlifting, that practice of that movement doesn't make it perfect. It will make it permanent in your daily life. You know, I know people like to say like, oh, if you just go outside and shoot a basketball over and over and over again, it'll be perfect. Well, no, it won't be. If you're practicing the same shitty shot over and over and over with poor mechanics and poor footwork and poor placement, and you have nobody coaching you, guiding you, and you're not auditing, assessing, and trying to improve it, it's not going to be perfect. But eventually, that's going to be the way you shoot. It's in the way you swing a golf club. It's going to be the way that you squat and deadlift. If you reinforce the behavior and the practice over and over and over and over again, that's what I mean here. Now, those are the obvious ones, but you're also practicing every day so many other things we don't realize. The way that you react to stress, you've been practicing that for Lord knows how long. The way that you breathe when you have stress, when you have anxiety, when you're panicked. Is it short, shallow, quick, like exacerbated breathing, or is it this deep, slow, calming, diaphragmatic breathing? You already know the answer. You know, every single day when we wake up and go through life, we're practicing. When you sit in your office chair, it's a practice. Whether you realize it or not, you're probably not in this, you know, perfect ergonomic chair with your arms at these 90 degree angles and your low back is pressed flat against the chair. And we have this awesome, you know, upper back tension there to keep us upright, or we don't sit at our standing desk. Or when you sit on an airplane, when you sit on your couch. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Like, we're practicing the way that we sit. We're practicing the way that we walk. We're practicing the way that we react to an argument with our husband or wife. We're practicing the way that we drink alcohol and look at food and eat food and think about food and look at our body and think about our body and think about our life. Those are all practices. Whether you are specifically trying to do something or not, it's a practice that you're doing. If it's breathing, what, 22,000 times a day, give or take? You know, like, there's so much that goes into that. The point of me bringing that up is, if there's things in your life that you want to fix and you want to change and you find that you're not making progress, maybe just stop for a second and look at what you're practicing. And it can be down to the smallest thing, which is actually the biggest thing, which I always go to breathing. Because when people get stressed and panic, they change the way that they breathe and it becomes erratic. And all of a sudden that can start to throw their day off. And I say practice becomes permanent because what happens is when life is going good, right? Sun is shining, you know, your kids are behaving, your husband is, you know, or wife are acting great towards you. You have no arguments and everything in the world seems to be going right. You got your perfect workout outfit and your music is playing and you showed up on time and there was no traffic. It's easy to work out and exercise. It's when all those things go wrong, what do you default to? Because you'll always default to what you've been practicing. And that's why I talk about when you have arguments with your husband and wife and, you know, when you're stressed and hangry and tired, have you been practicing eating real food? Have you been practicing going to the grocery store and planning and prepping what you're going to eat? Because on the perfect days, that's easy. But when you're short on time and you're already tired, hot, hungry, angry, and 14 things went wrong, are you going to see it through to still go pick up real food and make real food? Are you going to find yourself in the drive-thru? Or if you promised yourself you wouldn't drink, but you haven't been practicing, and yet those 18 stressors come up and you're like, well, fuck it, let me have a couple of drinks anyway. You'll always default to what the easiest practice was. And so I just share that before I kick this off, because I think a lot of us just get into these habits and rituals and routines that we had no intention of being in because we didn't have a conscious practice in place. And not that all of your subconscious practices are bad. You might have some great ones, and most of us do. But more often than not, when we find ourselves not making progress and lagging, we have these unintentional practices that have become permanent, and then they become our default when things don't go our way. And I see it most prevalently in the things that people eat and the things that people drink. And typically when you're stressed and, hangry and hot and all the things that are going your way, you don't tend to treat the people around you the best because it's kind of like this critical shitstorm because you haven't been equipped with the skills to practice the right way. So take that with you as we kick off here. But the two wolf story, and I shared the practice stuff because this essentially is a practice. The story goes like this, or at least the version that I stumbled on. It's the two wolves. It's a Cherokee story. And it goes like this. A young boy came to his grandfather filled with anger at another boy who had done him an injustice. The old grandfather said to his grandson, "Let me tell you a story. I too at times have felt a great hate for those that have taken so much with no sorrow for what they do. But hate wears you down. Hate does not hurt your enemy. Hate is like taking a poison and wishing your enemy would die. I have struggled with these feelings many times. It is as if there are two wolves inside me. One wolf is good and does no harm. He lives in harmony with all around him. He does not take offense and is not offended. He will only fight if it is right to do so and in the right way. But the other wolf inside of me is full of anger. The littlest thing sets him off and throws him into a temper tantrum. He fights everyone all the time with no reason. He cannot think because his anger and hate are so great. It is a helpless anger because his anger will change nothing. Sometimes it's hard to live with these two wolves inside of me because both of the wolves try to dominate my spirit." The boy looked intently at his grandfather and asked, "Which wolf will win, grandfather?" with a question mark. And the grandfather smiled and said, "The one I feed." And I'm going to go into a deeper context here off of an article that Alyssa Yee wrote over on Urban Balance about this story. But that's a practice, my friends. And I think if you really strip it down, and whether you want to use the word wolf or not, or, you know, your split personality or the two people inside you or the multiple people inside of you. And I like to preface it this way. We all live like these three kind of lives, right? Like where it's your public life, which is essentially the stuff that you show on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn, and that's who you give to the world. And then your private life, which is the one that you probably give to your husband or wife and maybe even some of your friends and some of your family. And then you have like this secret life. And this is the one that you really don't share with maybe anybody. And it's like your, you know, deepest fears and the secrets and the things that you're embarrassed by or ashamed of or overly emotional about. I think all of us have, you know, these three things inside of us. And hopefully one day the secret stuff can become the private stuff that you can share with your partner and the people in your circle. But more often than not, those things just kind of stay buried. And, you know, for better or worse, I'm not anybody to judge anybody, but I think all of us kind of have these three kind of people. So we could have called this three wolves, if you will. But I do believe that. And I think if you think of yourself right now, if you're listening to this wherever you're at, and maybe this is uncomfortable with your husband or wife or the people around you, but like you do have a public life and you have a private life and you probably do have a secret life too. And I don't mean like you're sneaking around having like 14 affairs, like doing some Tiger Woods type shit, but I mean, there's things that you don't share and don't say in real time for whatever reason that is. And I think that's all of us. And the ones that we choose to feed are the ones that tend to live and get stronger and build up over and over and over. The ones that we don't feed and the ones that we don't give energy to tend to go away. And that's where the practice comes into play here. And talking off of the, you know, urban kind of balance story that Alyssa had put out, whether or not this is the first time you're hearing the story, it serves as a reminder of the power that we have in our experiences and our emotions. And I think for all of us, it's easy to feel like a victim in challenging times and circumstances in our lives. And I don't have an answer for the shitty things that happen in life. You know, Heather and I in our circle, you know, we're to the age of where you're starting to hear stories of people, you know, having some more serious like health complications and things go on in their life. You know, people who are not old, but they're not 14 either. So, you know, you're talking like late 30s, early 40s, where you're getting people who, you know, are getting different diagnoses of, you know, cancers and brain tumors and things. And it's a gut-wrenching thing to hear. And I don't have an answer for that stuff. I really don't. You know, there's a lot of things I have an answer to, those things I don't. And it's really hard because we play the, you know, why did it happen to that person versus myself? And it's very easy to be a victim in challenging times in your life, but it doesn't change anything. And admittedly, I would have a hard time with that. You know, my health is the most important thing to me. And if that was stripped away from me, which it's been early on in my life, if I got a serious diagnosis of something, I would have a very hard time dealing with it. And I would have a very hard time not feeling like a victim, especially when the things, you know, are stacked against you so fucking high. But that's where the practice comes into play. And all you can do is have a positive outlook and attitude towards the shitty things that happen in your life, even though you're not able to change them in the moment. Because we want to understand our negative thoughts and feelings and experiences. And so what I've, you know, done in my younger life is I would blame other people and objects and events. And that's like what an immature, you know, angry, negative person does. And that's what I was as a young, you know, teenager, for whatever fucking reason. I could give you 100 of them. And we look outward and we try to make sense of what's going on inside of us. And we do this all the time. And why do we do it, right? Because it's our way of coping with feelings. You know, we feel like if we blame the outside world, or we blame other people, or we blame something else, we're somehow more in control of an uncontrollable situation. But the problem with the approach is it takes away our own personal responsibility and our own freedom of choice. And in our attempt to feel more in control by faulting others and blaming the world, we actually strip ourselves of our own power. And that power is lost in the moment, that we become dependent on other people or things to make us feel a certain way. And whether that's feeling positive or negative, we're no longer taking sole responsibility for our life and what's going on inside of it. And that's a tough place to be, because ultimately you want to take sole responsibility of your own life and your emotions and your experiences. But by exercising your freedom of choice, you can make a life-changing decision on which wolf, like, you want to feed. So everybody out there, I think we all have this, again, internal struggle. I believe it's, you know, probably three wolves or three, but again, we'll go with two for the sake of today. Do you feed the one that's hungry for anger and envy and sorrow and regret and greed and arrogance and self-pity and guilt and resentment and false pride and ego? Because that wolf is the inner critic, right? That's the one that, you know, tells you that you're a failure, the one that says that, you know, no one will love you or understand you or, you know, really appreciate you for just being you. That's the one that represents, you know, depression and anxiety and low self-esteem. Like, do you want to feed that wolf? And are you feeding him already? And I think a lot of people do that every single day. For a lot of the things that have happened in their life, you know, whether it be, you know, a divorce or a loss of a loved one, or, you know, I wasn't, you know, given this when I grew up, or I didn't have this money, or this came my way, or whatever the fucking thing is, you tend to keep feeding that over and over and over again. But by cutting off those thoughts, by cutting off the food supply, if you will, in making a choice to use your energy and resources on thoughts, feelings, and emotions that serve you in healthier ways, it can change everything. Now, you can recognize the negative emotions occurring within you, but you don't have to attach them to you and continue giving them attention over and over and over again. What I'm saying is, you don't have to keep feeding them. You have to, at some point, start to shift your focus to the wolf that is going to help you, not the one that's going to hurt you. And while it may take some time for the one that you've been feeding to lose essentially strength and power and eventually surrender, it is possible. Once you stop fixating on all the negative shit and all the, you know, possible negative outcomes and all the poor me, I'm a victim mentality shit, eventually that part of you is going to just drift away slowly over time. So what about the other wolf, right? We talked about the negative. What about the positive one? Well, that one's not going to feed itself either. So just as you would with, you know, the negative thoughts, feelings, emotions, and the victim mentality stuff that goes on in life, just as you would with that bad wolf, if you will, it's imperative that you exercise the freedom of choice and decide to nourish the wolf of joy and peace and love and hope and serenity and kindness and empathy and generosity. We often look to external objects and things in our life for fulfillment and happiness. And again, I'm not against stuff. I know a lot of times on here people think like, oh, Jeremy, you're against things. Like, I'm not against things. But I believe in the world we live in today, especially America, we develop these expectations that things or just achievements or accomplishments, a new job, a raise, maybe a new relationship even, a super fancy house, a brand new car, a purse, whatever the fuck it is, will finally make us feel the way that we want to feel. And while those things admittedly do bring a momentary gratification, in my experience, it isn't realistic to maintain that feeling long term by just things. Now, some people might. You might be able to just drown yourself in Gucci bags and that makes your fucking life complete. And that's super cool. It's just not for me. Like, I found that. Again, I share this all the time on here. I've been, you know, as poor as it gets, dude. And I've been this person who sits here today who has money. And I'm a happier person because of the changes that I've made. I'm not a happier person just because of the money. Even when I was like my brokest, dumbest version of me, I still found enjoyment and fulfillment in the things that really mattered, which for me was always relationships with friends and family and having experiences with them, even though they weren't lavish by any means. Those are some of the best memories of my life. And that's why I say you have to really focus on the things that are going to bring you the most freedom, joy, and happiness. Because happiness isn't a conditional state, right? Like, happiness and gratitude and perspective, these are states of being. And true lasting happiness comes from making an active choice to be happy every fucking day, rather than depending on external things to make you happy. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Like, you have to wake up and choose what you're going to get out of each and every day. And again, when things are going good, it's easier. When things are going shit, it's way harder to do. And admittedly, there's days where it's harder for me than others, just like all of you. And especially, you know, when I'm battling with whether it be physical ailments or mental ailments, or the especially with the people around me when I truly do feel hopeless, it's fucking hard to do, man. Like, it's hard to do, especially like for us, if you guys are in my age bracket, you see your parents getting older. If you're, you know, all my grandparents are dead. If you're lucky enough to have any, you see them getting older. And it's a hard, you know, progression to watch, you know, the people that you love around you, whether it's, you know, shit, even my dog is 13 years old and she walks like a half mile an hour, love her to death, but it's like, she's not going to be around forever. Like, you have to appreciate all of the little things and the beauty of time and what we are actually given. But it's a choice every day when you're faced with these adversities and when you're faced with these tougher things. True happiness comes from making that active choice. It doesn't come from things and stuff. And the more we seek out happiness, which to me, is, happiness is the fucking game. If you're not happy, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's the old, you know, would you rather be, you know, happy in your Honda or cry in your Ferrari? And then people would be like, well, I'd rather cry in my Ferrari. I'm like, you're saying that because you're missing the point of the context. If you're sad and you're depressed, it doesn't matter the shit and the fucking stuff you have around you, because all you're wanting is the thing that you can't get. And it's been my experience, those don't come from things. And so the more you seek out happiness and look for it as like a treasure, right? You're going to find it. And the less we're feeding the shitty, negative, awful stuff inside of us. Everybody listening, you already have everything you need to be happy. Right now. You already have it. You just have to look in the right places. And the feeling and experience of happiness comes from feeding the wolf from within. And as that wolf becomes bigger and stronger, he'll be better equipped to handle life's challenges, especially when the fucking shit comes your way. And if I can promise you anything, everything is temporary, my friends. If you're having a bunch of great days, you're going to have some shit days. If you're having a bunch of shit days, you know what the good news is? You're going to have some often days. Awesome days. Awesome days. You just have to choose to feed the right wolf inside you. And if you do that consistently, that's the one that's going to win. And so it makes your happiest days even happier, and it makes your shittier days, well, less shitty, for back of a lack of a better term. So I just wanted to share that because I think it's a struggle that, you know, a lot of people go through day in and day out. And again, practice doesn't make perfect, because you'll never be perfect at this, but it will make permanent. That I can promise you. You'll be better equipped in the long run. And I tie a lot of this stuff in about just perspective, gratitude, happiness, mindset. Because again, I mentioned this. We've had friends recently who've got some, you know, more, you know, serious diagnosis on things, and it's gut-wrenching, and it's hard to fucking deal with, and you have these emotional roller coasters, and you feel awful for them. Because there are people in your life, and you always would imagine, you know, hey, you know, we'll be doing this when we have, you know, gray hair, or we'll be doing this when we're bald or when we're old as fuck. We'll be just still, you know, talking shit about the good old days. And it's just this, you know, for lack of a better term, like harsh fucking reminder that we're not guaranteed to be here for 90 years, dude. And that's life. That's what makes it so amazing and so precious, but it also makes it so sad and depressing on the other side. Nothing is guaranteed. I'm not guaranteed tomorrow, and neither are you. And I share that because I don't want you to get off this episode and just keep, you know, kind of just zombie walking through your life if you're not happy and fulfilled and just making the fucking most out of each and every day. I don't want you to work 5 or 6 days a week just to enjoy one or two. I think you'll look back on your life if you're lucky enough to be old, and you'll have a huge amount of fucking regret. Don't do that. And I don't want you to work 8 to 10 hours a day doing some shit that you hate, only to sleep like 4 or 5 hours and be exhausted and tired, you know, just to do it over and over and over again. I don't want you to work all year just to take a week or two off of vacation to escape your life. I don't want your vacation to feel like an escape. I want it to feel like a reset or a refresh or something that, you know, you don't feel like you're running from. I don't want you to make yourself stressed and fat and sick and nearly dead chasing material status and bullshit, because that's all it really is at the end of the day. Nobody gives a fuck. If you do, cool, and it makes you happy, awesome, but don't do it for anybody else. So many people work their entire life just to retire in old age, and then they contemplate their life only in the last, you know, couple of months or years or shit. Maybe only in their last couple of breaths. And I read this, you know, a long time ago, and it's the phrase, eventually you'll realize that life is, you know, short. And if you're not mindful of it while you go through it, and you just are not really living your life, you're just kind of checking off a to-do list over and over and over again, you'll realize you were just practicing, you know, and you weren't really living, and you did that, you know, into your own oblivion. And I know it's tough, man. I work as much as anybody else does, and you sometimes feel like you're not living, you know, and you're just kind of doing a checklist, or you're just living a to-do list. And if you're having fun doing it, awesome. But I know a lot of people are not. And, you know, life is a short journey, and you have to live it. And that's kind of the takeaway, you know, from today. And I'll share this before I let you guys go. I don't want to get super depressing here. But I heard an interview a while back on like what people chase. And there's no wrong answer here. I'm a huge fan of just whatever makes you happy. And if you're happy, I'm happy for you. But some people chase fame, and some people chase money, and some people, you know, chase fantasy and dreams. And I choose to chase freedom, you know, the freedom of time and choice and space and opportunity and the choice of happiness, you know, but not just for me, but for the people around me. Because, you know, if I can't do shit that I love with people I enjoy, like what the hell is the point, right, of all this hard work? And what's the point of all the money you make and all the fucking things you achieve if you don't have awesome people to share it with, and if you're not happy along the way? And if you're not happy with your life, you know, you can change it, because, you know, life is too short to last long, and it really is. And that's, you know, something that's been ingrained in me for a very long time. So I just share this, hopefully for anybody who's out there. It's your little, you know, I guess, end of the week pep talk. But again, I say this a lot. We get so busy working in our lives, we don't, you know, take a couple of seconds to work on our life. And oftentimes it's just a small daily practices that we're doing. And it sometimes it's just the smallest shift in mindset, having perspective and gratitude, and really just slowing down. And I say that because, you know, I'm actually probably talking to myself at this point. It feels like things are just going so fast, and you're almost like on this warp speed autopilot. And I think if you can slow your life down and just break up your weekly routine and have a new experience, it can give you a better perspective and kind of like a bird's eye view of your own life, or at least you can see the forest from the trees, I guess, on what you're doing. And again, I'm all for, you know, reaching a level of mastery in your craft and in what you do and all of those things. And there's a balance there somewhere, and I don't know where to draw it from you, but I do know this, is that there's a couple of different people that live inside you. And my advice would be, you have to start choosing to feed the ones that are going to serve you, that are, you know, full of joy and peace and love and truth and compassion and empathy, and the ones that, you know, make your life better versus like the negativity, the pessimism, the victim mentality, and the bullshit. Now, we all have those people inside of us. We really do. And I'm saying this to you guys, I'm not better than anybody, but I was once a young, angry, negative, you know, fuck face, and I'm not that person anymore. It took me a long time, you know, to have gratitude and perspective. It took me a long time to be this fucking humble, you know, and I had to eat a lot of humble pie along the way, and life had to kick me in the dick a good amount of times to get here. But, you know, here I am. And I share this not of a place of like, I'm preaching to you. I share it as a place of like, I've went through the transformation, and I'm much better off because of it. And if I didn't, obviously none of you would be listening today, and I probably wouldn't be here doing this, because none of this would have worked out. And just realizing that, you know, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a short time. So just make the absolute most of it and do the shit that makes you the absolute fucking happiest. And just really appreciate each and every day, because none of us is promised tomorrow. And again, I'll leave you with it. And I said it before, everything is temporary. If you're watching on YouTube, I have this shirt on right now. If you're having some rough days, you're going to have some good days come up. And if you're having some shit days, you know, everything flips around. It really does. And so keep practicing the things you guys need to practice to put yourself in the right mindset to be the healthiest you can be. And that way, the good days get even better, and the shitty days tend to not be as bad when you get dealt them. So I appreciate you guys as always. Thank you for listening to me ramble on here. I'm probably not going to pop back on here until January like 7th or 8th or 9th-ish here. I have some travel coming up that I can't really podcast while I'm there. So I appreciate you guys as always. If you want to hop on the JeremyScottFitness.app, you guys get a week for free. All my stuff's going to be in there. Access to the challenges too. If you guys want a free sample of AG1, hit me up. I'll have Monica send one right to your front door. I don't care where you guys live at. All the other podcast sponsors are in the show notes. Anything else you guys want to hear on the podcast, please hit me up. We have some awesome guests coming on here in the summertime. But until then, I'll give you guys a couple of solo crazy episodes. But if you want something specific, I'm happy to get them to you guys as soon as possible. So thank you as always. Thank you for watching on YouTube. And if you guys are on Apple Podcasts, drop it a 5-star. Don't be a lazy ass. Leave us a comment. I'd appreciate it. And if you're on Spotify, drop it a 5-star there as well. We thank you guys for the support. And until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people. And please, you guys, keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy, because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.